Did you see what you wanted to see, definitely from the first team and then during the time they were in there?
I did. I was pleased with obviously the way they played. Got great work for 2 days against the Dolphins, Monday and Tuesday, and got a couple scores, Torrey and Alshambault. So happy to get them in there and get them out.
Did the joint sessions kind of scale back what you wanted from the first team? Didn't feel like you had to play them as much?
Yeah, they got a lot of great work for 2 days, and you know, you think about it, we don't really play full football games on 48 hours rest. And, they Monday, Tuesday was pretty intense for both teams. I felt like we got some good work. So that was part of the reason why I was able to pull them out sooner.
Doug, assuming this is it for Carson and the starters for the preseason, do you feel good enough what you've seen, especially with those new receivers, both getting touchdowns today?
Yeah, I do. I feel real comfortable with where they're at. Their focus obviously now is in a couple of weeks, and they can get some really good work, one-on-one work in these next few practices, and kind of get ready for the regular season. So happy to get both those guys tonight in the end zone and kind of catapult the offense into the regular season.
The offensive line obviously protect Carson as well as you'd like to see, I think. What were the problems? A lot of pressure.
Yeah, there were a couple of unscouted blitzes. A preseason game, things that they didn't show, obviously, even in because we didn't do any blitz periods in our sessions the other day, and a couple of unscouted looks. But it's no excuse. We've got to be ready for everything and anything, and just a lot of quick pressure on Carson. A couple times he was able to make some tremendous plays and get the ball out of his hand, but at the same time. We got to do better, obviously, in that situation, and learn from it and move on.
Would you have left him in the play longer had it not been for all the pressure?
I don't think so. I think I would have made the decision at that point at the same time. Yeah.
Doug, how tough is it to choose the running back position with the way it looks like the final two guys that might be vying for that last spot?
I think that, first of all, we're I was excited to get Wendell out there. Obviously, get some touches and get him back. Working with the first unit, and LeGarrette had a fine game and the touches that he got and really you saw kind of the style of runner that he is as well. And they're two different guys. I mean, the thing is, that's the beauty of the run game is you can mix and match your run game with the personnel that you have. So and then you throw in Darren, Sproles and. It's great to have those three guys. I think it really gives us, a little bit of a, from a game planning standpoint, obviously, an advantage to get those three guys on the field.
How comfortable would it be to choose between Clement and Pumphrey?
They're making it tough. I challenged the young guys tonight after the game that, this next week is going to be important. And I want them to make it hard on us as a coaching staff and a personnel department. And that's all we can ask is make it tough on us but at the end of the day we've got to select the 53 that is gonna travel to Washington.
It's three games now without Foles. What's going on with his elbow, and what's the plan for him this week?
Again, just with him it got a little sore during the week with the Dolphins. A lot of throws, because he missed so much time early in camp, and then coming back and got more. More throws, more intense throws against the Dolphins. It just got a little sore on him, and so I just didn't want to push him. Just again, the more rest that you can get on that elbow, the better. And I'm confident with Nick having coached him in the past and being a veteran quarterback and understanding our system. So the rest will definitely help him.
Would you like to see him next week or no?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet where I'm at with that. Kind of where I'm at right now with that one.
Young receivers as well, similar to the running back position. Are those guys making it difficult, Marcus Bryce, potentially for that last spot?
They are. I can remember myself being in that situation, even as a third or fourth string quarterback, just fighting and clawing for everything. And the exciting thing is these guys are making plays when they're in the game. This next week is going to be important for all those guys that are vying for those positions. And And, again, it goes back to make it hard on us for those final roster spots. And it's good to see all those guys. You know, it's good to see Bryce back out there again and playing. And, you know, Greg Ward and Mac and all those guys. Marcus had a nice touchdown reception tonight. So it's good competition right there at that spot.
I know the sideline offers a limited view, but for Darby, there were two big plays there. What should he have done better on those plays?
Well, I got to, you know, go back, obviously, look at the film, and we can decide and make that decision. But obviously it was a great catch. The one over the top of him was a great catch. Felt like he was in good position, you know, and just got to track the ball and make that play. Obviously, the receiver made a tremendous play. And you know, these are things in these games that we'll just go back and look at the film tomorrow. And you know, make that correction. Show him, and show him how to be better in that situation, so that it doesn't happen again.
On the 93-yard drive, the balance that you had, is that how you want the offense to look this year in terms of that type of balance?
Yeah, you'd love to have that type of balance. You know, anytime, you know, run and pass and kind of keep the defense off balance a little bit and get the quarterback on the move and pocket. And it was great to go down and score and obviously finish off that drive. But, yeah, that's definitely a sort of a blueprint to what you'd like to see during the regular season.
Is there anything out of the first team offense you want to see them have more success with, you know, going forward from kind of what you saw tonight?
Not really. You know, I think the last 2 weeks, really, our hurry-up tempo offense was very good. We were able to put pressure on the defense, and our guys really they practice fast that way, and then they're used to that, and they're comfortable with that, and it gets your quarterback in a rhythm and it gets your offense in a rhythm. So that was very beneficial, something we'll obviously continue during the regular season. But, you know, we've got to just clean up some things in the protection. You know, it goes back to Howard's question there in the protection. And, you know, we'll do that, and obviously now the focus for them is to get ready for Washington in 2 weeks.
Play time for McGloin today. Just where do you see him after during this camp and after today's game?
You know, he's done a great job, you know, coming in there and really starting camp as our third, but really playing as our number two here in these last few games. And he's done a nice job, did a nice job tonight, even after the turnover, to bounce back and go down really against their starting defense and score. Was exciting for him and for the offense. And he's done a nice job. He's done a really nice job. And again, it's, you know, it's one of those positions where you want to see that position play well, and he's done a nice job.
How much is game planning for Washington? How much is evaluating these final rosters?
Yeah, it's a fine line, you know, because we want to make sure our starters are getting a little bit of some Washington and you know, starting to think, you know, the Redskins a little bit. But at the same time, as coaches and the rest of the team, we're still evaluating. And we got one more preseason game left next week up in New York, and we want to make sure that those guys are also ready to play.
As far as Garrett Barnett, how important was it to get him in there with the ones starting?
I think it's important. Yeah, it's important. And we wanted to see him against, you know, some good starting offensive tackles, obviously. And it'll be a nice, you know, tomorrow going back and watching the tape to just really kind of dive in to see how well he did or some of the mistakes he made that we can help him get better as well. But it's always good to get those young guys, especially a guy that's going to be in the mix with that D-line throughout the season, you know, getting some good work against some good tackles.
Thanks,
thank you.
Anyone else in here?